Welcome to Agentic Ethical AI Leadership and Human Wisdom. This is not just another AI podcast. Here we talk about the decisions that will define whether humanity thrives or becomes obsolete in the age of AGI. Why do we call Geoffrey Hinton nuts? Because he's ahead of us. And the fact that people laugh at him is the very reason why we need science, not slogans. Let's start there, with the laughter, with the dismissal, because it's not just Hinton who gets called alarmist. Anyone who dares to say we need deeper foundations for AI gets the same pushback, and that pushback matters, because behind the jokes, behind the Hollywood references, behind the propaganda accusations, there's a refusal to see the real risk. Welcome to today's episode. Beyond quick fixes, building real agency for AI. So we're talking about agency, real agency, in the age of artificial intelligence. Geoffrey Hinton, the godfather of AI. In May 2023, he left Google. Not quietly, not to retire. He left with a warning. There's a 10 to 20% chance AI could lead to human extinction. The man who helped invent neural networks, the very engine behind today's AI, now says, we might be creating something we can't control. That's not hysteria. That's not Hollywood. That's pattern recognition from someone who has spent decades seeing further ahead than the rest of us. But what happens when someone like Hinton raises the alarm? The backlash comes. I've seen it firsthand, on LinkedIn, in conversations, on panels. People say, this is propaganda designed to lure people into AI. Hinton exaggerates. He carved a niche for himself. AI is not delivering. The real problem is bad human decisions, not AI itself. And my favorite? This is Hollywood. Be serious. That's the tone. Dismissive, deflective, comfortable. And yet, notice what's happening. Even in those dismissals, the truth sneaks out. Because when someone says the real risk is bad human decision-making, they're actually admitting my core point. The danger is what happens when human immaturity and bias get baked into systems that scale globally. Let's bring this down from theory to evidence. The Netherlands, the childcare benefits scandal. Automated decision-making flagged families as fraudsters. Thousands of innocent families were ruined. Many lost homes, careers, children taken away. This wasn't Hollywood. This was real. The United States predictive policing systems deployed in major cities. They didn't remove bias. They amplified it. Entire communities were over-policed because historical data carried racial bias. Healthcare. In 2019, a major study showed AI systems systematically under-prioritized Black patients for treatment. Not because of intent, because of biased data. The result? Black patients with the same medical conditions as white patients were less likely to receive care. This is not someday. It's already here. AI doesn't invent mistakes. It multiplies them. It takes human error and makes it faster, larger, harder to see, and harder to stop. So when critics say this isn't about AI, it's just flawed automation, my answer is exactly. That's why it's dangerous. Because flawed automation at human scale is bad. Flawed automation at planetary scale is catastrophic. Now look at how institutions respond. We see committees, red teams, policy papers, AI for good slogans. Scratch the surface and you see what experts call compliance theater. It looks like safety, but it's the illusion of safety. We've seen this pattern before. 2008 financial crisis, more regulation followed. Yet in 2023, Credit Suisse collapsed despite meeting every regulatory requirement. Rules don't fix culture. Climate change. Carbon credits became the quick fix. A study found over 80% of offset projects overstated their impact. Companies claim carbon neutrality, while emissions stay the same. Corporate diversity, billions spent on DEI training, shareholders applaud, but structural bias remains, superficial effort, no systemic shift. That's what's happening in AI safety right now. Quick fixes, coping mechanisms, compliance theater, illusions instead of foundations. And I've lived this myself. When I first shared my work with big tech, the excitement was real. This is interesting. This could actually help. But then silence. Because real science takes time. Psychological depth requires rigor, and rigor doesn't fit into a 3-month pilot project or a shiny press release. What I offered didn't fit the cycle of quarterly results, and so the interest evaporated. That was my wake-up call. The problem isn't just technical. The problem is short-termism. McKinsey research shows that long-term oriented companies outperform peers by 47% in revenue growth and invest 50% more in R&D. But most organizations remain trapped in the cycle of quarters. And quarters don't build safety. Quarters don't build resilience. Quarters don't build wisdom. This is why quick fixes never work. They treat symptoms, not systems. And with AGI, artificial general intelligence, we don't get a second chance. AGI is not just another tool. Once embedded, it becomes the infrastructure of knowledge, the infrastructure of decision-making, the infrastructure of governance. If we let AGI grow on weak foundations, bias, immaturity, illusions, the collapse will be systemic. And here is my prediction. Over the next months and years, you will see pseudo-AI safety solutions mushroom everywhere. White papers, new institutes, compliance frameworks, ethical charters. They will pop up like mushrooms after rain. But none of them will address the root problem because quick fixes don't build holistic solutions. Trying to solve this discipline by discipline, a little ethics here, a little bias training there, a new policy paper somewhere else, falls painfully short. After all, do we really think fragmented quick fixes will ever be enough to guide something as powerful as a future superintelligence? I don't think so. And I believe deep down, neither do you. Research is already warning. A GI could reshape the balance between state capacity and individual liberty. It could push societies toward authoritarian control or toward collapse. And remember Hinton's point. The alignment problem, making sure AI does what we want, gets exponentially harder once the system surpasses us. So what's the alternative? We need a different rigor, empirically interdisciplinary and psychological AI architecture. Not more compliance theater, not more slogans. A system that embeds ethics, not as a checkbox, but as value alignment. Maturity. Recognizing that psychological development is as important as technical capability. Bias awareness, built into structure, not left to training programs. Epistemics, understanding how we know what we know, ensuring trust in our knowledge base. This isn't philosophy, it's pragmatic design. Because if human error is the real risk, then our responsibility is to design against error at scale. So here's where I draw the line. And if you think this is Hollywood, fine, keep it for yourself. But don't confuse dismissal with evidence. We already have evidence. Finance, healthcare, justice, the risks are real, the consequences are real. And the illusion that quick fixes will save us, that's the most dangerous illusion of all. The question is not whether AI will be powerful. The question is whether we are mature enough to lead it. Leadership here is not about applause. It's about holding the silence, doing the science, embedding wisdom where others settle for slogans. The stakes are too high for anything less. Call for carriers. And if you are listening today, not just as an observer, but as someone who feels the weight of this moment, I want to speak directly to you. We cannot build this alone. This requires people and institutions willing to carry the weight together, foundations that dare to invest in long horizons, universities that still believe in rigorous science over quick wins, lead scientists who know that alignment is not a buzzword, but a lifetime of work, and CTOs who understand that architecture, not quarterly pilots, is what defines the future. If that's you, then this is your call. Because the work ahead is not about applause. It's about co-carrying responsibility for a future that doesn't collapse under its own illusions. This was Agentic, Ethical AI, and Human Wisdom. Thank you for listening.